Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the fourth quarter and fiscal 2013 results conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Michael Winship, President and Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, Mr. Winship.
Thank you. Good morning. During this conference call, we will be discussing our financial results for the fourth quarter and year ended September 30th, 2013 for Urbana Minerals and providing an update on our operations. These financial results were released on December 6th and are available on our website in SEDAR. Our presentation is available on the front page of our website at www.urbana.com under the quick links entitled Q4 2013 Presentation. We'll ask that you please note our forward-looking statement on slide 2 and take a moment to read it in its entirety. Today I'd like to welcome on this call with me Daniela Dimitrov, our Chief Financial Officer, who will be providing a summary of our financial results. Today we're calling in from Santa Cruz, Bolivia, and can certainly provide current comments on our opportunities at our Don Mario operation. Once we've completed our presentation, we will welcome questions and the operator will explain how you may participate. Please note that this call is being recorded and will be made available on our website for replay. I would like to start by highlighting some of our achievements as well as providing an update on our three key operations, EVBC in Spain, our Don Mario operation here in Bolivia, and Copperwood in Michigan. So I'd ask you please to turn to slides 3 and 4. 2013 was a year of execution for Urbana. We had a record production year. We not only met our fiscal year 2013 guidance, but we surpassed it. Our overall gold production exceeded our fiscal year guidance by 7% and was up by more than 44% over our fiscal year 2012 production. With both strong mining and processing performance, we've had record production numbers in the second half of 2013 at our flagship operation, EVBC, in Spain. We're currently optimizing our UMZ mine in Bolivia and have completed our first full year of commercial production from the open pit. At our Copperwood project in Michigan, USA, we've met milestones with our permitting and have the project shovel ready for construction. Revenue is up over 11% from 2012, and we continued to pay down our debt, resulting in a much stronger balance sheet. In the important area of safety, we've made a significant improvement in our performance at all sites and had an overall reduction of 58% in our lost time accidents compared to 2012. Urbana welcomed John Bracali as AMIPA President in Bolivia at the start of November. John is a seasoned mining executive with extensive experience through South and Central America. I am personally honored that the Urbana Board has appointed me as President and Chief Executive Officer, and I look forward to continuing the momentum and success that we've seen through the latter half of 2013 through 2014. If you'll now move with me to slides 5 and 6 of our presentation, we'll discuss in more detail our EVBC operation. Production for the fourth quarter of fiscal 2013 was close to 18,000 ounces of gold, 1.9 million pounds of copper, and over 54,000 ounces of silver. Production for 2013 was just under 66,000 ounces of gold, 6.7 million pounds of copper, and approximately 200,000 ounces of silver. And those are increases of 54%, 69%, and 69% compared to 2012. Production guidance at EVBC for fiscal 2014 is 65,000 to 75,000 ounces of gold, a range of 6 to 6.5 million pounds of copper, and 175 to 200,000 ounces of silver. So turning to slide 7, the increase in production when compared to fiscal 2012 is due to an increase in tonnage mined and milled of over 30%, as well as better than average head grades. So improved minings and better planning, processing performance, as well as increased oxide mining at the Buenas mine also contributed to excellent results. The alternative hauling production schedule, which was put in place in response to the hoist incident, has exceeded expectations. We've increased trucking capacity, and the mining crews have we're just having a temporary interruption in our Bolivian operation. Okay, pardon me for the delay. So as I was saying, at EVBC we increased the trucking capacity and the mining crews have responded very well to the challenge. Mill throughput hit an all-time high of 22,250 tons per day in August, demonstrating the capacity of the plant to operate at least 10% above its nominal capacity for a prolonged period of time. This was done with no capital investment. Now we're pushing to a new target of 2,400 tons per day and experimenting with additional mobile crushing capacity ahead of the primary crusher and optimizing the SABC circuit. Pervan has engaged a leading EPCM contractor to lead the hoist recovery plan at the Buenas mine. We're not only repairing the shaft steel, but we're also taking the opportunity to improve the material handling in the mine to the loading pocket and upgrading the skipping and hoisting systems to allow for greater performance. The project is well advanced and expected to be complete in 2014. Moving on to slide 8, during the fourth quarter, the company initiated cost savings initiatives at EVBC, including staff reductions, contractor rationalizations, rebidding of supplies and services contracts, and improved efficiencies in the mining of oxides. And this is expected to continue to improve our mining cost situation. We're focusing on widening our operating margins, even with the recent challenging metal prices. The company the company has adopted now the all-in sustaining costs during the fourth quarter of 2013, along with most gold industry peers. Cash operating costs of $803 per ounce of gold sold in fiscal 2013 were 6% lower compared to 2012. All-in sustaining costs of $1,086 per ounce of gold sold in fiscal 2013 were 35% lower than in 2012. Cash operating costs of $759 per ounce of gold sold in the fourth quarter were 10% lower than in the third quarter of 2013. And lastly, all-in sustaining costs of $1,035 per ounce of gold sold in the fourth quarter were 1% lower than the third quarter in 2013. So clearly you can see a trend where we're driving down both our cash and all-in sustaining costs. Moving now to the Don Mario operation in Bolivia in the UMZ mine, slides 9 and 10. During the fourth quarter, the UMZ mine produced over 4,400 ounces of gold, 2.6 million pounds of copper, and more than 235,000 ounces of silver. During fiscal 2013, the UMZ mine produced approximately 14,500 ounces of gold, 10.6 million pounds of copper, and over 820,000 ounces of silver. And this compares to 2012, where we produced only 13,000 ounces of gold, 11.4 million pounds of copper, and just over 600,000 ounces of silver. The increase in gold production was primarily due to increased recoveries and higher gold grades as we're getting deeper in the pit. The drop in copper production was as a result of lower head grades and also challenging recoveries, which dropped by about 11%. Silver production increased as a result of higher grades and an increase in recovery. Production guidance at UMZ for fiscal 2014 is 15 to 18,000 ounces of gold, 12 to 13.5 million pounds of copper, and 7 to 750,000 ounces of silver. Moving on to slide 11, we've had a focus on reducing costs at our Bolivian operation as well. So cost benefits and increased production were realized in the fourth quarter with the suspension of operations of our sulfuric acid plant in the LPF process. We achieved an increase of throughput of 5% through the mill and a decrease of all-in costs by 19%, 8%, and 17% respectively for gold, copper, and silver compared to the third quarter of fiscal 2013. So we certainly optimized that operation with the closure of that LPF circuit. We've mothballed the LPF facilities and are investigating sales opportunities for that at this time. On the sulfide circuit, we're optimizing the flow sheet and tackling a number of opportunities to improve recoveries with the complex metallurgy. We're currently evaluating testing certain reagents which may allow us to process oxide ores through our flotation-only process. We've run two full milling campaigns in September and November 2013 of this year, and now we're evaluating the comparative results to see the best path forward. In the fourth quarter, we commenced the implementation of a gravity gold circuit, which is expected to increase gold recoveries by as much as 60 to 65%. We expect this implementation to be completed in the second quarter of fiscal 2014. Turning to slide 12 and looking at our cost performance at the UMZ mine, co-product cash operating costs were $951 per ounce of gold, $216 per pound of copper, and $17.64 per ounce of silver, which is 17%, 10%, and 23% lower respectively than what we achieved in fiscal 2012. All-in sustaining costs, co-product reported, in fiscal 2013 were $1,051 per ounce, $238 per pound of copper, and $1,930 per ounce of silver, compared to $1,258 per ounce of gold, $263 per pound of copper, and $2,486 per ounce of silver for 2012. So these decreases in fiscal 2013 are primarily due to the lower costs, where we only incurred three LPF campaigns compared to four in fiscal 2012, and also we've gained byproduct credits from lead sales. For the fourth quarter, cash operating costs, co-product, were $7.40 per ounce of gold, $1.97 per pound of copper, and $13.17 per ounce of silver. These decreases, again, are generally due to higher costs in the third quarter of fiscal 2013 from running the LPF, whereas in the last quarter, we did not run that circuit. Moving on to our Copperwood project in northern Michigan, we had a significant year of permitting for the Copperwood. All of the major permits have been achieved, and the last milestone was receiving the wetland permit in the second quarter. Optimization and engineering work is continuing in an effort to derive value from this project. The Copperwood project is shovel ready, and we're investigating value realization options, including partnership, financing, and divestiture opportunities. Moving on to slide 15, I would just like to discuss the growth opportunities for our Vanna Minerals. We have excellent opportunities for organic growth around our operating mines in both Spain and Bolivia. In Spain, we have multiple zones that are open to depth and a number of satellite targets in range of our processing plant. We plan to drill 22,700 meters and spend about $2 million on exploration in 2014. In Bolivia, we've had two very prospective gold belts that where Arana's produced from in the past, and here we plan to drill 4,100 meters and spend just under $1 million. Danielle and I visited the exploration sites this weekend and saw three historic pits, including the Las Tojas pit. So there are kilometers of gold mineralization in steeply dipping zones that outcrop at surface and typically run from 1.5 to 3.5 grams per ton. and there's been virtually no systematic delineation of these resources. So in 2014, we'll do trenching and diamond drilling to define potential open pit resources within easy access of the Don Mario Mill. We will, however, be cautious about our exploration expenditures due to metal prices and the investment climate. We will continue to focus on value through margins, and we certainly see opportunities to expand our gold resources. I'm now going to turn the call over to Daniela, who will provide a summary of the financial results.
Thank you, Michael. I'm looking at slide 16. We ended 2013 with $13 million in unrestricted cash, largely unchanged from the end of 2012. However, our debt net of cash and restricted cash set aside for debt payments is now under $40 million. Highlighting our focus on continuing to strengthen our balance sheet by paying down debt. Our short-term loans in Bolivia remain at $10 million, and our balance outstanding under our $11.5 million short-term facility was reduced to $2.7 million during the fourth quarter of 2013. Turning to slides 18 and 19, revenue in 2013 increased to $162 million from $145 million in 2012. This is a result of the increased production that Michael talked about in 2013, particularly at our EVBC operations in Spain, and the corresponding higher sales that come from that production. This increase was offset by lower average realized prices, particularly as we moved through the third and the fourth quarter of 2013 compared to the first and second quarters. We had a strong fourth quarter with revenue of $44 million and adjusted EBITDA of $19 million. Turning to page 19, we provided an illustration of the calculation of adjusted net income. The adjustments that you see to the net income that you see in our financial statements are largely non-cash items, including the market revaluation of our hedge book, which in 2013 was over $30 million as a result of decrease in metal market prices. Additional non-cash adjustments were our write-down of our LPF operations in Bolivia, as well as certain accounting impacts that we had to take to our financial statements as a result of the hoist incident in Spain. Turning to slide 20, you see the impact of the higher production and higher revenue to our cash flow and the ability of the operations to generate cash. Our cash flow from operations was just over $32 million in 2013. That cash was used largely in capital expenditures of just over $21 million in 2013. That compares to almost $40 million in 2012. So as we've indicated in our guidance, we've experienced a material reduction in our capital expenditure as a result primarily of the completion of the hoist construction in Spain, which was a large portion of that CapEx in 2012, as a result, as well as a decrease in the capitalization of development costs in Spain. We reduced our long-term debt by $12 million. That debt is, as you know, associated with our Spanish operations, as well as made some inroads on our short-term debt repayment. I turn it now over to Michael for his concluding remarks.
Okay, thank you, Danielle. So I'll just briefly summarize that our focus at Orvana Minerals in this challenging market remains generally on our operations and executing well. So we see a positive year ahead of us with our operations and with the opportunities that I've explained with regards to growth. So with that, I think I'll now open the line for any questions that anyone might have.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Christos Doulis. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Congratulations on a great quarter and a nice way to end the year. A couple of quick questions for you. In terms of the timeline on the hoist and shaft getting back up and running at EVBC, you say 2014. Can you provide a little more clarity than that to what quarter you think you might be getting that up and running again?
Yeah, that's our fiscal 2014 quarter. But for those on a calendar, second quarter. It's first quarter of 2014.
So first quarter of calendar 2014, I'm sorry? Is that?
Yes. So we expect towards the end of January into February, to be clear.
Okay. And then clearly, I just want to confirm my suspicion here that you have no additional capital needs, judging by the financial position you're in now, in terms of both executing and finishing on the shaft, and then assuming metals prices don't drop further, being able to meet your obligations to Credit Suisse.
Correct. Yeah, we're on track with the cost estimate that we put in for this recovery project. As I mentioned, within our 2014 plan, we also set aside a little capital for material handling improvements within the EVBC mine. And those are on track as well. So generally, as you'd be aware, Christos, our main capital expenditures besides this one-time hoist investment is our sustaining capital underground development as well as another tailing pond lift.
Right, and then let's just talk about that in a bit. I heard you say there that you're looking like you could take EVBC to 2,400 tons a day. Did I hear that correctly?
That's our new target.
When would you like to see you guys being able to do that? Is that a kind of calendar half two of 2014, do you think, or is that an earlier event?
We didn't bake it into our plan, but we're starting to hit quite a few days where we're achieving that rate, and now it's just to get the continuity. It depends quite a bit, too, on the blend of feed that we put towards the mill. Certainly when we have a higher percentage of oxides, we're able to achieve that level or higher. But we found by putting a mobile crusher ahead of the primary crushing circuit, that's allowed us to flow through material through to the SAG mill and optimize the grinding capacity. So certainly, again, with little to no capital and maybe a little additional operating expense for the extra crushing help, we're looking at essentially a 20% increase from the nominal 2,000 ton per day capacity of that mill.
Great. On that, I mean, is that in order to fill the mill at that rate, are you guys reliant on Carlis, I guess, as a source of ore? Or can you pull? I don't think you can pull 2,400 tons a day from El Valle.
No, it's a balance between the two operations. But as I indicated, we're really pleased with how the crews at both of our underground mines have responded, and we did add some extra trucking capacity to both operations and have been able to ramp up production. I'd say we're probably near the top of what we can do there, but certainly when we bring in the hoisting capacity in our second quarter, that's going to give us a lot more flexibility to increase our underground production and hence really push the mill to see if they can get up to those higher levels.
Oh, listen, once again, congratulations, guys. It's been a challenge at EVBC since the acquisition, but it certainly seems like it's all coming to fruition now. So congratulations on a great year, and hopefully 2014 will be more of the same, paying down debt and improving the overall financial position of the company. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks very much, Krista.
Thank you, Krista.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Winship.
Okay, well, thank everybody that called in and listened to our webcast. And this will be posted on our website. And thank you for your interest today. Bye.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.